Odd. Flyland. Land. Slide. Water. Fly water. Water slide. No. Slide. I'm not getting that one, Charlie. 412-200-5975. So I was thinking Red Cross, cross country, Red Cross, cross country, and sugar coat and coat rack. But the alternative answers we had were pretty good. How about what comes after shirt and before feathers? It comes after shirt and before feathers. Oh, Ruth independently just got coat, sugar coat, and coat rack. Ruth is in Greenfield. Thank you for sharing that. She got that before I gave our answer. So the one way of outs is the word following shirt and preceding feathers, and then we have the one that Charlie just gave us. He says, I should easily get this fly, blank, and blank, slide. Words before slide. Trombone. Fly, trombone, and trombone slide. No. 412-200-5975. Do you have any ideas? 412-200-5975. I don't know the answer to that one. And then shirt blank and blank feathers. Shirt blank and blank feathers. Alan just got that one. Shirt tail and tail feathers. So, Charlie, we'll need the answer to the one. Oh, fly back and backslide? Maybe. Fly back and backslide if you're flying back somewhere.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Mick also knew that it was and is shirt tail and tail feathers. And yes, back was the correct answer. Thank you, Charlie, and thank you for playing along with linguistic linkages this hour. A lot of excitement still to come. Stick around. We are going to have some college freshmen with us in our next hour. What do they have in common? They both are honorees of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Ralph Munn Writing Awards and Teen Media Awards, that program. They'll join us in our next hour. And then, in our 11 o'clock hour today, live music with the May Day Marching Band. You won't want to miss it. It's 14 pieces of fun right here in our studios, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, and I see Brett Haefley has joined us too from our team. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Goodstown, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Now, if you've ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. All through the week, it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. Now, you don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, a waiter, or a good musician. So if you just happen to be passing by, stop into the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Whoa! It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Now, me and my buddy, we was on Main Stem. We were fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat. So we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease. And a nice little miss said, "Come in, please." Before you could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn.
Take it again.
It was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn. So me and my buddy, we fell right in. We hollered out, "Let the joy begin." We figured this would be a good place to play, because the party was already on the way. All of a sudden, the lights went low. Everybody headed for the big front door. Man, I got so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rockin'. It was rockin'. I never seen such trouble in the shovel until the break of dawn. Yeah, yeah. It was rockin'. Such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Oh, the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles were flying and the fish was smelling. Oh, way above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law. Somebody reached out and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front and the back. Black Lotus and the wagons with potatoes in the sack. Rockin'. It was rockin'. Never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Yeah, it was rockin', rockin', rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Now, I knew we could get away if I had a chance. I was shaking like a man with the Saint Vitus dance. I tried to crawl underneath the tub when the cop yelled out, "Hey, hey, where are you going, bub?" Now, they got us out of there like a house on fire, pulled us in that Black Mariah. They had missed a pitiful few, but the cop pulled me and my buddy, too. That was rockin'. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn, dawn, dawn. It was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. So we headed to jail in a dazed condition, booked every one of us on suspicion. Some gal came down and went my bail, finally got us out of that lousy jail. If anybody wants to get a fist in the eye, just mention to me about a damn fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, don't ever mention no fish to me. It was rockin', 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 rockin'. Rockin', rockin', you need such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn. Rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such trouble in the shovel till the break of dawn.
Eddie Erickson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get that last drum beat in there. And Saturday Night Fish Fry. Our Youth Express Hour is about to start. Stick around. A lot of good things will be coming your way, including Lindsay Libro in just a few moments. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, Lindsay Libro was here with us back in August. And now she's a freshman at Belmont University. How are you, Lindsay? It's good to have you here again.
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Oh, you bet. It's nice to have you with us. Where is Belmont University?
Belmont is in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's a good place for you as a singer-songwriter. We're going to talk about your Teen Media Award shortly, but first, I'm just curious about how it's been to adjust to life in college.
Right. It's hard adjusting to college, but I really do think that, like, this is a really good place to be. And so it's like, you just have to kind of get over that adjusting period and finish settling in.
Yeah.
And it's going pretty well, I'd say.
Good. I'm asking you in part because there are a lot of folks a year younger than you getting ready to do the same thing, and a lot of parents who are probably wondering about that. It is tough, you know? You're almost, depending on how you do it, like being uprooted and transplanted into a whole new environment. What do you think of Nashville?
I think Nashville is so cool. Like, the area where I'm at, it feels a lot like home because it still kind of has that suburban feel, but, like, within a large city, so it doesn't feel so overwhelming, which is nice.
Yeah, it's actually, I've never been to Nashville. I've been to other parts of Tennessee, but anybody I know who's lived in Nashville has told me sort of a similar review of the town and being, you know, walkable and friendly. Mm-hmm. And you're in a city full of musicians too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of busking on the streets?
I haven't seen a lot of stuff. Well, I haven't ventured very far from my campus.
Well, it may be the time of year when that doesn't happen, but
right.
Although
there are a lot of opportunities like that our school provides. Like, we do a lot of writers' rounds, and like people doing open mics. So there definitely is a lot of opportunities going on down here.
So I want to be sure I ask this correctly, but you're singularly talented. You were here in Pittsburgh. I forget where you went to high school.
I went to Hampton High School.
Okay. And, you know, suddenly you're now in the midst of a whole bunch of people that also are singularly talented, such as in the writing class you were just mentioning. What's it like to be amongst people that have some of the same passions you do in such a high concentration?
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to see how, like, I feel like each of us have kind of been like the one or few music people at their high school, but now all of those people are like brought into one university. And so it's kind of just like a large conglomeration of that. And it's very unique to be able to see everyone's different experiences and how it's all brought them to the same place. And just like hearing the different writing styles and the unique things that people bring. I've learned a lot from just like listening to other people.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that's like. What kind of classes are you taking this semester?
Right now, I'm taking kind of just the foundation classes of music theory, ear training. I'm in a few different choirs and vocal ensembles. So it's mainly maybe that stuff.
And it's going okay, I hope.
Yes, it's going, we're pushing through.
It's got to be tough because you're already very talented as it is, but they want to fill in all of those important aspects of music.
Right.
I wonder if you'll get a business of music class at some point where they talk
Maybe.
About copyrights and all of those things. Well, let's talk about your award. Your Teen Media Award was for an album that you released called Wasted Potential. Tell me a little bit about the album. We talked a bit about it when you were here back in August, but I'm curious how the name came about, and give us a sense of what's on it.
Yeah, so I just submitted my single Wasted Potential, and I kind of wrote that because I felt like, you know, a lot of people don't really support people that want to pursue music or art or like any career that society views that is as like not a real job or like something that's just like a dream. And because I'm going into music, I was very inspired by my own life and things that I've seen. And so that's the song that I wrote. And it's such an honor that it won something because that song holds such a special place in my heart. Because it was like one of the very first songs that I actually like really released on my own. And it's just like, it's just amazing that it's like an award-winning song now. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. And it's probably the first of many to come, too, I would think. And how did they notify you that you won? Did you get an email or did they call you?
Yeah, they just sent me an email and they were like, congratulations, you won first place. I'm like, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
That's amazing. Ida, as a surprise to you, I would like to have us play the song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it after we hear it, okay?
Yeah.
So let's give it a listen. It's called Wasted Potential. I was able to find the official copy of it, and we'll try to get it on the radio right now. This is Lindsay Libro.
Doctor, she could be a lawyer, but what is she to do with a beat of guitar?
This is from the video. What are you doing? Working on a song? Let's go out. I really want to finish this song. No, come out. Lindsay, I like this part. And finally, the person Lindsay's writing with says, you need to get a real job. And then here it is.
In my notes app, crying again, push another sinking feeling away. Spell out the words you know I'll never say. To choose, it's exhausting, never knowing what comes next, and always showing signs of a girl with the wasted potential. Watch what she does with her brain instead of let's go. She could be a doctor, she could be a lawyer, but what is she to do with the beat of guitar? Oh.
Lindsay, this is really good, and I have to just comment. I'm playing this from your video. I'll post the link to the video on our Facebook page, but I love the video. Who did it?
Thank you. I did the video with my record label, Dance Car Dance, and they were amazing with that. It was such a fun day of filming. It was so cool.
It's really, it's rare that I'll find a video to be as moving as this is, because it's juxtaposing feedback you've gotten from other people, milestones in your life, mm-hmm. not just social media, credits and milestones, but places you've played, and mm-hmm. You've really captured this authentic... It's great.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Yeah, it's hard not to watch. She's the friend you have in it, where you're sitting together.
Yes.
You're both singing along there. Really some powerful pop now. So are you continuing to write? Do you hope to create some more music while you're down there in this style? Or are you right now focused? I would imagine it's hard to continue writing during your first year of college, but is that what you're up to?
Surprisingly, I have been still writing. I had like 1 week where I was just like writing every single day nonstop. So I do have a couple of songs under my belt. But I did just release a new song called Coincidence about a month ago. So that's out in the world. And I really love that song. I think that's probably the favorite that I've released so far. And it's like this pop rock kind of thing. As for genre-wise, I want to try out some different styles and just like see what feels right to me. Definitely, probably still stay in the pop vein.
Well, you're very good at it, and the best way for people to find your music is how?
The best way to find my music, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. If you just Google Lindsay Libro, lots of things will come up. You can find me on Instagram. I have my link tree. Yeah.
Okay, so it's easy. Lindsay Libro, congratulations to you. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say thank you again for having me. I always have such a blast talking on your show.
Thank you, and good luck. I hope you make it back for Thanksgiving or the winter holiday. And congratulations on, continued success. Take care. That's Lindsay Libro, who is a freshman at Belmont in Nashville and graduated from Hampton. I see some folks. Hello, guys. I'm glad you're here. Do you guys want to come in and talk a little bit? You're welcome to. There's some folks assembling, getting ready to give us a hand with the concert we have today. Yeah, come on in. You can. I don't think we locked the door. I hope we didn't. Chad will get you set up with some headphones. And you'll get to meet these two men that are about to join us. I was telling the truth. There are a couple guys that came in here. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, yourselves. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. My name is Javian.
My name is Micah, yeah.
And tell me a little bit about yourselves. Just jump right in. I'm gonna keep out, let you two talk a little bit.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
My name is Javian. I'm 16 years old. I am a junior at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm a musical theater major, and I like making music. Yeah, Jesus music. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's great. So you've recorded some songs. Who do you like?
I really like rap music, but I've really been getting into, like pop music as well, like very much like an indie rock type of vibe. So I like Lecrae, Andy Mineo, all those guys. But I love this one artist, Jonathan Ogden. He's like one of my favorite artists right now.
I don't know him.
That's okay. They're all Christian artists. Oh. So I'm a Christian as well. And so I like to make Christ-centered music, Christ-centered art in general.
That's
so
excellent. And yeah, a lot of people might not think of hip-hop or rap as they think the intersection of those two sets is nothing, right? That you can't do it. But yeah, you can. Hip-hop and rap, to me at least, is simply poetry.
Yeah, I agree.
And a way to do it. And how about you?
Oh, yeah. My name is Micah. I'm 16 also. I am a junior at SciTech, though. And I consider myself a recording artist and a performer. And I definitely like rap and hip hop. Also, dive into R&B and all that too. Also,
excellent.
Yeah. Got the next Tory Lanez in the studio.
Oh man,
I'm not going to put you on the spot, but we certainly can have you perform sometime. If not this week, we'll do it in another week when you can prep.
Oh, I am totally. I could perform right now. Nah, I'm playing. Nah, but like, yeah, I'm definitely down for that. I would
absolutely down.
Do you need music?
It'd be helpful, I think.
Yeah, we could work at setting that up. Well, I'm curious.
It'd be so fun.
You mentioned you're into recording.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how did you find that you liked that?
Oh.
I'm kind of curious in both your cases. How did you figure these passions out? How did they come to you?
Yeah. Also, before I answer that, we have performed together. Like, we're both, like, he's immaculate, and I learned from him, and he learns from me, and it's a really good dynamic. But as for how I find that I like that, I moved here in eighth grade summer, and my mother was like a really amazing singer. So it's kind of like when I came here and was away from her, it was like that was the only thing that was on my mind, just becoming a recorder. And I've always wanted to sing, but I can't sing that much. So I became a rapper, and I realized I was kind of good at writing and matching lyrics and just flows, and I realized I was kind of good at that, so I kept on trying it. And I learned to record myself in my own bedroom. I actually have a little setup, a little studio in the bedroom. It's been going on 2 years now, and I just kept getting better and better at it. So, you know, that's really how I found out that I liked it.
I did the same thing.
That's cool.
That's what you do. You keep practicing and doing the best you can. What about for you?
Shoot.
I mean, did you always like writing and singing, or I mean, you're at Kappa in musical theater. You must have done plays and stuff, I imagine.
Well, yeah. So it's quite a long story. So I'll just do my best to make it short. But what I've wanted to be, like, you know, you always get asked, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up, you know, as a young kid? And it's always been a million different things. It's always changed throughout the years. And actually, I was in sixth grade and seventh grade, I was actually a visual arts major. And so I didn't switch to musical theater until eighth grade. But it was back in 2000, I didn't start actually songwriting or like actually wanting to like write songs until about 2017. It was just a random thought in my mind. I always loved like music was always a big part of my life, and I always loved listening to music, but I didn't start actually thinking about writing my own until about 2017. And, you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
My fault.
No worries. You're fine.
And so I kind of started doing it, and it was really bad. It was really bad. Like, the things that I wrote back in 2017, I promise you, they will never see the light of day. Okay?
Did you think that way when you were writing
No,
them?
Yeah. Of course not at the time. But now that I look back, it's just like, it was eh. But,
it's all part of growth.
That's right. That's right.
You learn to do things differently. Yeah. So I would never discount, you know, what you did before you were a different person.
Yeah.
You will be tomorrow, too.
You're right. No, that's a good mindset.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, once 2020 came rolling around, that wild roller coaster of a year, I think that's when I actually started, like, taking it a lot more seriously as well. Like, 2017 to, like, 2019, that was like, let's just try this out, see where it's going. But, like, once 2020 came around, like, I actually, like, started really writing full songs, and I did, like, this one rap competition as well. And so, like, it was clear that I was like, okay, like, just how you saw, like, I'm actually pretty good at this, and, you know, I could probably do this. So yeah, so 2017 was kind of like baby steps. 2020 started taking a lot more seriously, and my dream is to have a career of it.
That's I think a lot of people must feel that way. My trajectory was really similar to yours. I had no interest in doing what I'm doing right now, namely talking on the air. I did love all these gizmos and gadgets and things a lot. But after two or three years, to me it was the power of giving voice to other people, or I should say the gift of being able to give voice to other people, and I started to really love just creating a forum where folks could talk and being able to build and provide that. But it was a big change from, like, being 13 to 16 or 17 to get into that mindset. So you guys have known each other probably since eighth grade, or
actually so funny. We haven't even known each other for like a full year.
You're kidding. Yeah. You guys seem like best buds.
This is really my like brother in that time. Like
likewise.
That's fantastic. He mentioned you moved, Micah. Where did you come from?
Hampton, Virginia.
You haven't been here with us before, have you?
Nah.
I remember somebody from Hampton that came through, but it's not like that's that unique.
Nah.
Somebody who came up from Hampton. That had to be an adjustment to get used to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it definitely was. But I think something that helped me was I was fully ready for this adjustment. Like, when I had a year to think about this, and I was ready for anything that was coming. And plus, I mean, it's just like when you get like stuff like riding the bus, it's just like it's all part of the plan, part of growing, part of growth. When I moved here, I was very young, so, and it was, you know, around COVID time, so it was like, you just got to move around. And I was so ready to get out there. I was ready to get into the events, get into everything. So, you know, I was just happy to be there. Anything that happened bad, I was just happy to be there, basically.
I actually, if you guys have a little time, I'd love to hear more about COVID and just what it was like for you coming into it, out of it. We'll take a little short break first.
Okay.
Just to take care of some stuff. I don't want you to miss. We're glad you're here to help us with the band.
We'll definitely help out with that.
And you'll enjoy listening to them too. Anna Moses at Wheaton College, we're working on her. You know, Ricky, I wonder if she has the time zone thing going on where she might think we were going to call her at a different time, but we'll try her again. She was going to share some reading with us, but we'll see. If you're tuned in for her, we'll check her out. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Micah and
Javian.
Javian.
Yeah.
I'll get it. I promise
I'll get it.
Ed, Ricky, and Chad, and Britt, and I saw Annalise out there too. This is Larry, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slobradio.org/radio.
Finish line. The one I bet on, he's just taking his sweet time. And I'm laughing and I'm crying. Well, anymore, I don't know, but I've been hoping just to be an honest man. Anymore, I may be a little broken, but I am who I am. Run out of the wheel. In these games of chance, you don't get to choose your deal. I just try to keep it real. Almost all the ice has melted in my glass, and that old bartender's been giving me nothing but the sass. I guess he doesn't want my cash. Anymore, I don't know, but I've been hoping just to be an honest man. Anymore, I may be a little broken, but I am who I am. I just am who I am. Yeah.
Ruth, thank you for your message, which I passed along to Javion about his great voice and everything you happened to say. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing it. You know, this is a dream come true. I was always, I hung out at the radio station pretty much almost, I've been doing this my whole life, pretty much. And we just today moved our open studios on Saturdays so they would start at 10 rather than 1 o'clock. And as a result, folks that are down here to do things can join us on the air. They can help with our other live music segments. We have still coming up the May Day Marching Band. I think they're starting to arrive now, and they're warming up, a 14-piece band. And meanwhile, we've got Micah here. And Javion, we promised, I promised that we'd talk a little bit about the pandemic because everyone's experience is different. And a lot of folks don't have a chance to hear what it might have been like from your perspective. Now, Micah, you're a junior this year. Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
I always say good because it means maybe you can come back and be here for your senior year.
Totally fine with that.
When somebody says they're a senior, I sometimes say, darn it. They look at me like, but of course we're happy to have them. So what is 2020? You're what? I just can't imagine having your – was it like being put on hold or like what was it like?
For me personally, I feel like this was the start kind of my life, actually, because this is when I started recording and doing music, and I started to find myself more and more throughout COVID. This is probably a different perspective from a lot of people, but
yeah.
I started to find my purpose being inside all the time. I hated not going to school though, because I had there was no social interaction. I was in a new place, but I think if I could go back and change COVID, I don't think I would, because of the stuff that I found within myself while going through that COVID era.
So it was almost like a sabbatical or a reset, just a chance for you to reflect and consider different things. A lot of people would assume very differently.
Yeah.
So you put a positive or you regarded something really positive.
Thank you. I try to look for the positive in a lot of things, and that was definitely a start in my life where I can, a point in my life where I could just focus on myself and get myself right. I was working out. I was doing all this, all the extra stuff outside wasn't really correlating. It wasn't in my head when in the COVID era.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes. I have a sister and I have a brother, yeah.
Are they around your age or?
My sister is my brother's older. My sister is like really, really young, but she's only 9 months younger than me.
So oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's just my little.
I was just curious if they felt the same way as you.
I don't really know. I don't think that because I don't know. Can't tell. I can't speak for them.
Nah, that's a fair answer. What about for you? Did you have the same kind of experience?
So, geez, 2020. I mean, just the pandemic, the years of the pandemic. It was an interesting time. And something that helps me kind of remember things that happened, I look through my photos, and I'm kind of realizing 2020 was a pretty active year for me. Even though, school shut down and we had to, we had to quarantine, I didn't see my friends for a really long time, which sucked. But then I spent some time out of town, and that was pretty nice with my dad and my brothers, and that was nice. And then, I did that little rap competition, and that was really fun. That was actually my first time ever in an actual recording studio. So that's a cool thing to think about. The year 2020 was the first time I ever was in a recording studio, so that was really cool.
You both had then, first time experiences,
right?
And,
yeah,
were able to find some positive in all
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I was able – so – and then, like, beginning of 2021, my mom was working – she's a nurse, and so she was working in the COVID unit, and she was kind of worried for my well-being, so she didn't want to, like, expose me to COVID or anything. So I spent some time with my aunt out of state for about, like, 3 months. And that was really cool too, because so I'm just like him. I'm also originally from somewhere else, not Pittsburgh. I moved to Pittsburgh when I was like 5 years old, but I was born in Manchester, New Hampshire, right? And so what it would usually be is I live here in Pittsburgh, and then I would just go to New Hampshire for like the summers, and that was it. But spending almost 3 months in New Hampshire gave me the opportunity to kind of make Manchester my home as well. You know what I mean?
It's so sort of find some of your roots.
Right, exactly, yeah. So it gave me an opportunity to be able to appreciate like the city of Manchester just as much as I appreciate the city of Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? So that was a really cool opportunity. That was a really good thing that came out of the pandemic for sure. And then school was just school.
School was school.
Okay.
You both are at pretty, I was going to say demanding. That's maybe not exactly the right word, but rigorous.
School. Rigorous. Yeah. That's a good.
Pittsburgh Kappa and Pittsburgh SciTech, both Pittsburgh public schools. Those are, first of all, people assume at Pittsburgh Kappa, oh, all you do is sing and dance. And your academic topics there, like math and science and language arts, are tough. You've got, I know some of the teachers you have. That school is really rigorous for the curriculum that goes beyond the creative and performing arts.
Yeah.
And the same at SciTech. It's, you guys have a really strong curriculum there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So so doing that online was like interesting.
I'll bet.
We got through it, and it's a very, very happy. Me personally, I'm very happy to put that in the past.
It was hard. I think I didn't experience it, but teachers aren't accustomed to connecting with students that way. And I think that a lot of times people assume that folks your age or so-called digital natives, like, oh, they're ready to take in information this way. I don't know that that's a very good assumption.
Yeah, it was a process. I remember when when school first shut down, and then we had like, I don't know if it was the same for you, but like, do you remember when like school shut down and then there was like a super long break before like online school even started? Was that the same for you?
You're talking about like the 2 week when they said it was like 2 weeks.
And then, like we're gonna close it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it got a little longer. Yeah. And then it was like, okay, guys, we're probably not, like, this is indefinite now. And so like we had like, I think like just a really long time before we went back into online school. And then even like the first couple times of online school, like we didn't have no sort of like Zoom meeting or anything. Like it was just like they just gave you assignments and you just had to turn them in.
Yeah.
And that was tough too, especially with like new material, you know what I mean? And not being able to have the teacher be there, like all you could rely on was like messages and emails, and hopefully they'll respond in time.
Yeah, and there was no, who knew how long it was gonna be. I really like what you said about that, because in the beginning, it was, this will just be a couple weeks and it'll all be back. And who knew it was going to last as long as it did? My goodness. Hey, Art, the writer that was going to join us is here.
And oh, cool.
Maybe you can help me get to know her a little bit better. She's now a freshman at Wheaton College, and as I suspected, she's going to join us by phone.
Oh,
and
nice.
As I realized, I'm pointing to the phone, but you're probably wondering, what am I? Here she is. Are you there, Anna?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Thank you so
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I am here. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And I had suspected that the time zone change, because I know Wheaton is in Illinois, right? And,
yeah.
Tell me about, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Mount Lebanon High School.
And what is it like at Wheaton? What are you majoring in, and how's the transition been?
I am majoring in international relations, a certificate in journalism, and then a minor in Spanish. And I work with the school newspaper, and I've really enjoyed that. And I've really enjoyed the transition so far. I was able to go back home for fall break, and that was really nice as well. And, yeah, it's just been like everything I was hoping it to be.
Excellent. Well, I happen to have Javion, I'm going to get it. Am I getting closer?
Yeah, you are.
I have Javion and Micah here who are juniors. Javion's at Pittsburgh Kappa, and Micah is at SciTech, Pittsburgh SciTech. And we've been talking, and I thought I'd include them in our conversation too. So Anna won one of Carnegie Library's Teen Writing Awards.
Oh, wow.
And you won for poetry, right?
Yeah, I did.
So when did you start writing poetry? These guys both write as well. So I'm curious how you got started and developed the passion for that. And they may have some follow-up questions for you, too.
Okay. I first got introduced during COVID, actually. Me and one of my friends would send, like, poems to each other just over text, which is kind of nerdy, but we did. And I just saw it as, like, a hobby, like, nothing super serious. But eventually they were like, you know, like, these are getting to be really good. Like, maybe you could publish them. And so I started just entering random competitions and then, like, much smaller ones than the Carnegie Library one. And then I started winning them. And so whenever I got back to school, I took an imaginative writing class with my teacher, Mr. Cavo. And he really strengthened my writing skills, and it became something that I started to take more seriously. And also during COVID, I was reading a lot of poetry as well, and I think that also strengthens writing skills. But it definitely was a way during, like, separation to remain close with friends. And so it started first as just, like, a check-in, like, hey, like, here's a little poem. And it turned into a of dealing with, like, more... Sorry?
We're with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're good.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
It just became a way of dealing with then bigger things, kind of out of my own microcosm. And my poem specifically was about the war in Ukraine. And it was a way of dealing with that. And so my main interest in poetry arose out of the pandemic. But then kind of my fine-tuned skill around it became much more political in nature. And that's what I'm studying in school, international relations. And so a lot of my favorite poets are more political poets. And I really like the intersection of politics and poetry and how they can move people.
If I could say something, I think I'm seeing a big connection between every one of us, honestly. We all tried something and then figure out, oh, yeah, I'm really good at this, and mm-hmm. then started doing it. It's like, so I think that speaks on, like, real life. If, like, just everybody should just, if you think you want to do something, just do it, because you may just find that your passion in it and what you are really, your skill in it. So I think that's really a big connection between all of us.
That's really well put, Micah. Mm-hmm. Anna, before you joined us, both of these guys were talking about how the pandemic gave them the opportunity to try new things and to discover that they loved them.
Yeah, so... I actually really picked up on that, too, immediately after you said, Anna, about, like, sending poems through text as just, like, a little fun hobby. So Micah and I are songwriters, and so I guess that's not too far off from poetry. Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's very similar.
Yeah. And so, like, just like you, that was something we kind of got into, you know, didn't take too seriously just yet until we realized, like, oh, we're, like... actually pretty good at this. And so at that moment, like, at that realization, we definitely started taking it a lot more seriously. And it's got us some really dope opportunities. It's opened up some really awesome doors. And even this one right now, like, yeah, it's awesome.
Literally.
Anna, do you want to share what you wrote? Oh, it's okay. Would you like to share what you wrote or a portion of it?
Yeah. Would you like me to read through it or just
a... Yeah, it's with a poem, it's okay. Hard to excerpt. So we're just going to turn it over to you. And maybe you can tell us the title and then anything we might need to know in terms of background so we take it in nicely.
Okay. So my poem is called Militant Violins, and so you're going to be taken through Shostakovich, who was a Soviet artist who was requested by Stalin to create a symphony. And so it's kind of about his creative process as he was forced to write the symphony for a regime he didn't support. And then I tie it into what we saw in Ukraine, where there were artists who would play the violin or play the piano as the houses around them crumbled after a drone strike or something. And so I saw that eerie similarity between Shostakovich so long ago with Russia, within Russia, and the regime of communism, and what we're seeing now with Ukraine versus Russia, and the key link between them was music. So I will start with clause one. Black glasses frame pensive, tired eyes. Shostakovich's thin Russian lips murmur soft melodies from Boris Godunov, when camel-kneed Russians bowed before the Tsar. Symphony No. 5, per Stalin's request, the practical, creative answer of a Soviet artist to just criticism. He scrawls stolen melodies, inverted chords, sweet Russian folk songs, now rotten goat, goat's milk, and babushka's Cuthbert. Stalin obliviously allows quiet moans of rebellion from wailing violins and wrinkly velvet concert halls. Leningrad Philharmonic Orchestra. Volga rivers flow from sun-dried, calloused faces. Shostakovich's love song to the Russian people. But now, Ukraine needs her love song, as isolated panelaks house feeble, frantic fingers, raising ivory keys coated in faded Dieskicha stickers for piano-playing daughters waiting in keys. Spidery drywall veins spitter thick ash from a reverberating framework on wet mascara-lace eyelashes as fingers, now bandaged from sweeping broken glass, sing of sweet, sweet home. Glory to Ukraine.
Nice. Beautifully done. I was just listening or reading as you read that. I was reminded that you were inspired by your dad, who came here from the Czech Republic. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And has he ever mentioned Vaclav Havel to you?
Oh, yes, he has. Yeah.
You know, you gotta love a country. That was at one time led by a poet.
Yeah.
And,
may I interject?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I loved that poem. Like, that was amazing. Just the descriptions painted such a vivid picture. And I think just the intention that you had with writing that poem and just the message that you wanted to convey, like, I think you did that perfectly. So that was really awesome.
That means a lot. Thank you.
Of course.
Micah, do you want to add anything? I just want to be sure you have space to do that.
Oh, yeah. Not much different from what Javian said. I really did like the description. I see it in writing a lot. When you have that description and you can put people in that same images that you see, what you can put them in your mind, kind of, it really makes them connect with it. So, yeah, I really rock with that.
Thank you.
No problem.
Have you been to the Czech Republic yourself?
Yes, I have. The first time I was 3 months old, so very little.
I've been to Prague, and
oh, cool!
Prague has, or Praha, as your dad would call it, has been made quite an imprint on me. Well, congratulations. Any advice for people who might soon be transplanted to a brand new city since you went through that, graduating from Mount Lebanon, and now you find yourself in Wheaton? I don't know where.
Yeah.
How far away from Chicago are you?
It's 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad. But any advice as you start college?
Well, I actually wrote like a blog post for Mount Lebanon Magazine about this. And basically my advice is to allow yourself to feel nostalgic, like, and it opens your eyes to things that you didn't know that you would miss. And like when I was leaving Pittsburgh, I definitely did not realize that I would love all the quaint, quirky things that I used to find annoying, right? So just like keeping your eyes open and recognizing that your hometown makes you, and like a part of you will always be in your hometown no matter where you go. And it's this really beautiful thing. When I was coming back to visit during fall break, I saw my English teacher who helped me with this poem, and he told me to stay true to your roots. And it was definitely weird to realize that I was old enough to have like roots to go back to, but definitely that, like staying true to your roots, telling people like, yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and what that means to me. And it helps them understand a bit of you and to recognize that where you come from will always be a part of where you go.
Javion, you were just talking about that with New Hampshire. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I wish you were here in the studio, but I'm glad you could join us by phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could be there too, but it is nice. Thank you for including me.
Oh, you bet. Keep in touch if you're back, or if you know you're going to be back, let us know. We'll get you down here.
Okay.
Take care.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm sorry. I just had to look at Javion real quick. That was crazy.
Yeah. Well, assembling behind these two folks is a huge band. And first of all, we will find some time for you guys to share your music on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I promise. I have a feeling they would love to have your help out here. And if you want to learn and, well, apply what you already know, as you're listening right now, just so you know what I'm telling Javion and Mike about, it looks like we have about 14 musicians there, trumpets, drums, trombones, I think a French horn, all getting set to go. So I'm going to give everybody some space.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely tremendous. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Micah and Javion. This is Larry, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Girl sees ponies in the clouds. She says they prance and bow when she calls their names out loud. My girl sees rainbows on the street. She shapes them with her feet. She says the oil smells sweet. And who am I to say it isn't so? Who am I to say the smokestacks are not beautiful at sundown? Who am I to say the soldiers are not handsome in their green? The stream of blinking taillights crossed the Golden Gate at midnight on electric eyes of centipedes crawling home to sleep. And who am I to say it isn't so? My girl sees princes in the doorways when the chilling silver northern weighs their woolens out in gold. And my girl sees castles on the skyline, and the office lights that still shine are the bedrooms of the kings. And who am I to say it isn't so? Who am I to say the smokestacks are not beautiful at sundown? Who am I to say the soldiers are not handsome in their green? The stream of blinking taillights crossed the Golden Gate at midnight on electric eyes of centipedes crawling home to sleep. Who am I to say it isn't so?
That is Michael Ellwood, Who Am I to Say. The song I was so moved by the first time I heard it, and it's never stopped. I think our mics are on out there. Let me see if I can. Yeah. They don't know I'm doing this, so. They're starting to get ready. I also realized that the name of this band is one that I'm not supposed to say on the radio in jest. So recognize that when I say italics, well, you'll just know, they're the May Day marching band. Years ago when I was in FCC school, they taught us about not